Život každého z nás může být jedinečný, jestliže se ho rozhodneme jedinečně prožít.
Each of our lives can be unique if we decide to live it in a unique way. Private films testify to the unique intensity of every moment of our lives. They capture private stories from our shared history. This is the motto of an acclaimed cycle of documentaries by Jan Schickel, entitled Soukromé století or Private Century. The 8 films in the series are based solely on private family archives, and their stories draw upon the memories of contemporaries and relatives. Private Century was made between 2002 and 2006 and garnered numerous prizes at film festivals here and abroad, including 2 Best Czech Film Awards. I met Jan Schickel in his edit suit in Prague's Vinohrady district to talk about his unique project and its beginnings.
It all started at the close of the 1980s when my friend, documentary filmmaker Petr Forgáč, asked me to find some archival footage from Czechoslovakia that he needed for his film. He told me I should start collecting archive material because no one else did so in this country. At that time, I thought collecting archival footage was not the right way to make documentaries.
Nevertheless, in 1992, Jan Schickel established a private film history archive featuring a growing collection of amateur family films. Over the years, he managed to amass a great amount of archive material dating back to the 1920s.
Czechoslovakia was a rich country between the wars, and there were many people from the middle classes who could afford to make films. There was a tradition dating back to the First Republic, which continued even after the war. So amateur filmmakers managed to map the history of this country from the 1920s until the end of the 1980s, when video appeared.
This period was a time of historical upheaval that inevitably affected people's private lives, creating stories that often seem like a script for a Hollywood movie. The Second World War, the expulsion of Sudeten Germans, communist prisons, all that is somehow reflected in the stories of the private century cycle.
Statkář Karel Sajzer prožil ve Velichovkách velmi šťastný kus svého života.
Karel Sajzer spent a good part of his life at Velichovky, but in the end his wife proved right when she said, none can escape their fate.
Tomu stejně nikdo z nás neuteče.
The clash between great historical events and personal histories is most apparent in the very first film of the cycle, King of Velichovky. It is the story of Karel Sajzer, a farmer living a happy and relatively problem-free life with his wife and 3 daughters on the Czech-German border. After the end of the war, however, most of the family, including Karel Sajzer and his wife, are expelled, disappearing forever from the picture. Unlike official films, private archives feel much more authentic, providing a unique chance to see what people really lived like. This was the reason why Jan Schickel eventually agreed to make the documentaries when he was approached by Czech television a few years ago.
Ten materiál je sám o sobě hrozně autentický.
Private films are very authentic because they were not commissioned. They're absolutely spontaneous. Those who made the films didn't know that they might be released one day. There are moments that don't seem important, but that are charged with emotions. For example, when someone who is filmed looks into the camera, but he is in fact looking at the person who is behind the camera, and you can see there is a bond between the two people.
A mezi těmi lidmi to nějakým způsobem třeba funguje.
To maintain the authenticity of the private footage, Schickel approached the material with great respect, trying to suppress his presence in the film as much as possible. The only exception is the commentary, where you can actually hear his own voice or the voice of his editor whenever he needed a female narrator. To write the commentary, he would spend 20 to 30 hours talking to the relatives of the actors.
I have to concentrate their testimony into an hour-long commentary, and I always use their own words. But I cannot use their authentic voice because they are too involved in the story. I decided to read the commentary myself because I felt I had become a part of this story, as if I was bringing the testimony. I think the tutored voice of a professional actor would destroy this authenticity.
Májenko moje sladká, jsem na tebe nesmírně pyšný. Jsi skvělá žena.
My dear sweet Májenka, I am so immensely proud of you. You are a wonderful woman, my ideal. You are sweet, magical and beloved. I think our love must begin with a big L. It is so amazing. With this feeling in our souls, we'll always be the wealthiest couple in the world. I love you so much, your Pupa.
Budeme-li cítit v duši to, co cítím já, budeme přece nejbohatší na světě. Miluji tě moc a moc. Tvůj Pupa.
One of the most powerful films in the series is called With Love and Kisses, a story of a young couple from South Bohemia who owned a private photography studio. Their fate was also affected by political change when the communists nationalized their studio and the man was sent to jail. Much of the commentary consists of love letters he sent to his wife from prison. The individual films in the series are 52 minutes long. To make the film, Jan Schickel needs at least 2 or 3 hours of unedited material.
Sometimes we had up to 10 or 15 hours of footage, which was amazing, because we could actually approach the footage as if it was a feature film. You could see how the different takes were connected. When someone looks somewhere, you can also see what he sees. If it was made by someone who knew how to work with a camera, it was amazing material to work with.
Around 80% of all the archive material is useless from a filmmaker's point of view, as people tend to shoot the same things, such as little children, birthday celebrations or family trips, says Jan Schickel. This, however, is not what he is looking for.
What I'm looking for is a rich description of the family life, the place where they lived and worked, their friends, or the city. Only then can you get a full picture of the era. Rarely people would capture big historical events, such as the arrival of the German army in Czechoslovakia, capturing the tension between people's private life and history. That, I think, is one of the most powerful moments of these films.
To this day, Jan Schickel has gathered about 600 stories in his archive. Most of them are not sufficient to make a feature-length documentary, but there are still a few that could be used for a future episode of the series Private Century.